Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Eric Tumso and Scott Cavanis with the Vero Beach Lifeguard Association. VBLA's mission is to promote lifeguarding and water safety in Vero Beach and the surrounding communities. Over the Labor Day weekend, they'll be holding two fundraising events, the fourth annual Skim Jam Skim Board Contest on Saturday, August 31st, followed by their annual poker run on Sunday, September 1st. Eric and Scott, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for having us.
Eric, tell me about the Vero Beach Lifeguard Association and why you even felt the need to start it.
You know, Drew, 2 years ago, the city of Vero Beach was facing some budgetary issues. And one of the things that they were thinking about doing was unguarding their beaches. There's three guarded beaches in the city. So lifeguards, we got together and said, hey, wait a minute, we need to do something to let folks know that this is an important part of public safety. So we got together, we started the Vero Beach Lifeguard Association. And what we do is basically educate the public, let them know what's happening out on the beaches through beach reports, everything from number of rescues we had to the number of medical calls that we had, populations that we're seeing at the beach. 60 to 70% of the folks who come to the beach are non-residents. So it's important that they know what's happening out there, you know, in order to be safe. And since Vero Beach is mainly for the beach, we want to make sure that when people do come, that it's a safe place to have fun. And that's really what the main focus is water safety. So that's kind of why we started it. And to date, we've donated over $10,000 to the city of Vero Beach for equipment that the lifeguards need. So it's been doing well.
How does someone become a lifeguard? I assume you're all professionals?
We are. You have to be certified through a number of different organizations. Some municipalities also require us to have emergency medical technician licenses. So most of us are that. We also have guys who are paramedics. We have a nurse on staff. So out of the 17 guards in Vero, 7 are full-time, the rest are part-time. But it's a dedicated staff, and we do the VBLA not only for ourselves, but also to educate the public and to really give us the tools that we need to, you know, keep people safe out there.
Scott, you're on their board. What drew you to the VBLA?
I'm on the beach every day with my business. I'm also an open water lifeguard, and I saw the need for it when they were talking about the budgetary cutbacks again with Eric. And to me, it's just unconscionable to even allow that to go into the public that they would have unguarded beaches in the city of Vero Beach. Everybody's focused on the beach that comes here. It's a tourist destination. And as a small business owner, my dollars are directly tied to that.
I'm speaking today with Eric Tumso and Scott Cavanis from the Vero Beach Lifeguard Association. Eric, what's the lure of being a lifeguard?
You know, it's 85 to 90% of it is pretty much just watching girls in bikinis and telling people about sunscreen. But that 10%, when stuff goes down, it's the adrenaline rush is incredible. And I think a lot of us are kind of adrenaline junkies as far as that's concerned. And there's a lot of satisfaction when you pull someone out of the water or you help them through a medical situation that you know, you can't really buy.
Tell me about the fundraising events you've got coming up on Labor Day weekend.
We've got a busy weekend that weekend, Drew. On Saturday the 31st at Mulligan's Beach Bar, we have the annual Skim Jam Skimboarding Contest. We have a pro division this year. It's not based on age, but ability levels. So we're going to have a lot of fun. They do it every year. A lot of kids turn out and some older folks too. And that's on Saturday starting at 8 a.m. is registration. And then Sunday, the third annual VBLA Poker Run Bar Crawl at Waldo's on Ocean Drive as well, right next door. That's check your brain at the door kind of fun. We have 4 o'clock, you register, you get a poker card, and you go to different establishments on the beach where you can get a drink, and you get drawn a card. Best five-card poker hand wins the pot. So it's a lot of fun.
I've been speaking today with Eric Tumso and Scott Cavanis with the Vero Beach Lifeguard Association. You'll find contact information as well as an archive of this story on our website, WQCS.org. Eric and Scott, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you, Drew.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.